Hey everybody, welcome to the 9th episode of ReaperCast.
DV Dizzle.
I'm Casey.
I'm Jared. It's nice to be back with y'all after a long 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
Hiatus.
How long's it been?
I don't know. Some weeks. But I did post on the website.
It's been a while.
That was nice. Sounded like Stevie Wonder.
I look like Stevie Wonder when
I'm not going to lunch.
Oh, shut your face.
I did post on the website in between the episodes.
I saw that.
Did you?
You little slave to the internet.
I'm not.
You might be. Anyway, enough of our rambling. Today we have a busy episode as we have something to talk about finally in the release of Season 1 DVD.
Yay!
Hence, DV Dizzle. That's my gangster side.
Yeah. I thought it was nice. Nice touch there.
Yeah, but first things first, let's get into ReaperCast news, which is just our news. What's going on in your world?
My laptop's broke.
Casey's going to get a Mac, and we will rock the podcast nation.
My charger is broken, and my battery is dead, so I can't use my laptop.
I'm just thrilled to be back. And
I think this would have been out sooner had I not had, like, a terrible day the other day when I was home to vote.
We'll have to get this out. Yeah, you want to wait on the story?
Yeah.
Of your challenges?
Yeah, excuse
on
me.
On DVDs? Okay, first off, ReaperCast news. We don't have a lot. Website, www.reapercast.blogspot.com. Email at mail@reapercast.com. Also, please give us some good iTunes reviews if you got iTunes. I want five.
Here.
Give me five.
Everybody who's listening to the sound of our voices.
They're soothing voices.
Send us, that's what we've heard. I still can't believe it, by the way. But send us an email.
I know my voice is sexy.
All right. Send us an email. Leave us an iTunes review.
Okay.
You know, let us know what you think of the show, the DVDs and stuff. But anyway. On with the
ReaperCast news, which this has nothing to do with the ReaperCast. It's just about us. Well, we have two other podcasts out there. Some of you may have checked out one of them, the Back 40, where we talk about whatever crap I feel like talking about because it's my brainchild. It's my baby.
And the cool thing is that one actually exists. We haven't started the other one yet.
Yeah, but you can find the Back 40. You can find links on our website to those things. But please check those out if you enjoy us.
We're going to get
Last episode, we did movies. I keep cutting you off. I understand this because I'm still rambling really fast. Okay.
We did movies, as Jared said, and now we're planning on a nice episode. It's a surprise, though.
No, it's not.
Is it not?
I'm going to tell the people.
Okay.
Superman. Big surprise. Woohoo.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one. It's gonna be
We're going to have guest spots. We got two guests coming in with us.
Yes.
To do it. And we're looking forward to talking about some Superman stuff on this next one. And soon to be, we've got, since we're football fans, we'll have a college football one.
Yes, the
Iron Bowl. Before the sacred Iron Bowl.
The Iron Bowl is fast approaching, and we thought that to be the time, especially since, you know,
we are nemesis.
It's drawing toward the end of the year when that epic clash occurs.
Not going to be much this year, but a little bit.
You never know, man. You never know.
Anyway, also, you can check us out. We should, by the time you hit this, within a day or so, if you are a fan of CBS's The Big Bang Theory, you can check out The Huge Noise Hypothesis.
Yes.
And that is Casey's wonderful title of our podcast for The Big Bang Theory.
Was that sarcasm in your voice?
No, dude, it was creativity.
Oh, okay.
And I appreciated it. So y'all can check that out also on you can get a link to it on ReaperCast. So.
Mainly because Jared can't remember the address and neither can I.
Oh my gosh, www.thebigbangpodcast. Wait, I don't remember it. You're right. It's www.bigbangpodcast.blogspot.com. The other one is www.theback40podcast.blogspot.com. Email us back40podcast@hotmail.com or bigbangpodcast@live.com.
You are awesome at this plugging deal here.
Shameless.
Yes.
I'm shameless. Okay. That's right. All right, on to Reaper news. Not a whole lot. We still do not know when a definite date for Reaper Season 2 to begin.
Although
we suspect either Thanksgiving Day, which I doubt. Casey bets Thanksgiving. Well, Casey went on the boards and voted our opinion without asking me. Thanksgiving Day. Everybody knows the CW shows a movie on Thanksgiving Day.
I forgot it was Thanksgiving.
I'm going to go week of December.
Can we change our vote, please?
No, you just keep yours.
Okay, I'll keep
that
mine.
Way we have two votes.
I'll keep mine.
Everybody there that asks us, I vote for that first Thursday in December.
Yes, if it's not taken, because you can only have one person per date.
Oh, well, crap. We're probably screwed on that then.
Yeah, sorry. It was my fault. I forgot it was Thanksgiving.
Point is, we do want to shout out to all our friends over at Reaper DMV, Reaper Addicts, MySpace Reaper Group, all those Facebook ones. That's ours, but I'll shout to myself.
There is a Reaper Facebook group that's not ours.
That's right. It's a good one.
Yeah.
But we want to thank all y'all for all the help getting us out there.
Dude, it is late or early.
It's early for us. We're in the wee hours. But in other news, you can go to... I found it on Google News. I just searched Reaper, and it's Pop Rap. It's a New York Post Pop Rap.
It's a blog.
Yes. blogs.nypost.com. Hence, New York Post. But you can find an interview with Ray Wise. And not to give the whole thing away, go read it. Talks about some of the stuff going on. Just how it came about, if they were going to get a second season. And Ray admits that the second season is going to answer all those questions. Who's Sam's daddy? What's that going on? That's going to be answered, because they're filming...
At the time
of this, they were filming episode 10 of 13. But they are going to also, the bad news, they're trying to wrap up the season 2, in case Reaper doesn't get picked up, which means... We need to get the word out, get the ratings up when it comes back on, and make sure that they do get a third season.
Stupid CW.
So, but y'all can go check that out. It's a really good interview. He talks about some of his, how he likes to play the devil. And like we have always said, he plays it great.
Yes.
He says he's a cross between a used car salesman and a politician or something, or a game show host.
And that opinion has been reaffirmed since I got the DVDs.
Yes. So, it's a really good interview. Y'all head over, check that out. But now, the last bit of news, which will lead us into our meat and taters, as we like to say. Reaper DVD.
Dang it, now you made me hungry.
Oh, hush, it's early. Breakfast.
Brenner.
More like late night snack. Brenner.
Brenner,
okay.
Yeah.
Reaper Season 1 DVD came out last Tuesday, and we now have something to review and talk about. First off, let's talk about... I know I'm cutting you off again. But let's talk about our preconceptions again.
Well, I was just going to say that I tried and failed miserably to obtain a review copy earlier so that we could get the word out, but no, they wouldn't let me have it.
And also...
I failed.
We did slam the box from what we saw on the internet. We slammed it hard.
Yes, and is now the time to eat crow, or is that later?
I guess we should go ahead and start by saying the box was shockingly good, except for that puke green writing, which I understand why they had to use that color. But really, why couldn't they have used the good logo like
At
we always see?
At least make the logo look good.
But the box was nice. The hologram and
the clear sleeve that
makes it 3D looking.
I was like, flames. I was like, dude, I'm so gonna have to eat those.
Let's just talk about the packaging for a minute,
okay?
And then we'll talk about how we obtained it, because those are stories in themselves.
I was like, dude, I'm so gonna have to eat those words I said on earlier.
Dude,
shows.
The box set was pretty wicked.
Dude, the little when you tilt it and the other flames come up. Yeah. Oh man, that's awesome.
It's awesome.
That's awesome. But the writing. I detest the writing.
We're not there yet. Oh, the writing.
The writing on the package.
Okay.
It's CW Green.
I know, so.
It's ugly.
It is ugly.
But that's not the only thing that I detest about that. The logo, something is weird about it.
The logo, yeah, it looks like me and Casey have done better work with Photoshop or whatever we use.
2 month banner it took us to make it.
Yeah, I'm saying, but so that's our feeling on the outside box. We'll get the inside in a minute, but the outside now. Casey, you want to tell how you obtained this thing? Well, I was going to pre-order mine on Amazon and never got around to it.
I also was going to pre-order mine on Amazon.
I had no money.
And then, for that very reason, I waited, and then it went up to $35. And then I was like, it probably won't be more than $35 in Walmart. So, yes. Heck, I'll just go to Walmart. And so, like, anyway.
Don't ruin the podcast so we're with like, your pain.
I'm hurt.
Suck it up.
Anyway, so we're going to Walmart. Actually, we're in Dothan because I had a doctor's appointment.
Dothan, Alabama, a metropolitan area.
Yes, it's growing. I had a doctor's appointment on Tuesday at 10:45 in the morning, so I went to Dothan, went to my doctor's appointment, and was like, yippee, I'm going to go get the DVD.
He thought he was going to get it before me.
I went to, that all rhymed. Like, those last three
sentences. Yippee, I'm going to get the DVD before me. Oh.
So, anyway, we went to Walmart in Dothan. And we kicked my mom out the door while we drove around the parking lot, and she's like, I'll go get it for you, Smallville Season 1. And I was like, no, Reaper Season 1. You better come out with Reaper or I'm going to cry. And then so she comes out and she's empty-handed. And so I end up crying anyway because they didn't have it. So then I call the Walmart in Enterprise, which is like 10 minutes outside of where we live or 10 minutes away from where we live. And they're like, no, we don't have it. And I was like, you mean you sold out of them? Like, I was gleefully excited because that would mean people were actually buying the DVDs, you know? And they were like, no, we just haven't gotten any in yet. My heart sunk.
Yeah, they were lazy and didn't get them on the shelves, essentially.
So then, like, we're still in Dothan. And we're driving around, and we're going home back to Level Plains. We roll up to a stop sign, and the van goes dead. I mean, absolutely dead. It doesn't go anywhere else. And so we sat on the, we sat on the side of the road for like, 30 minutes waiting on the wrecker to get there because we called our insurance agent who's in Enterprise and the girl, the receptionist gave us a phone number that was in Enterprise for a wrecker. So he had to come in from Enterprise. So we sat there like 45 minutes. He finally gets there. And then something else happened with my family. We had to go to the hospital. And so I finally got home from Dothan and then went and got it at Walmart. And I was like, holy crap, Jared was right. That box is awesome.
Okay.
So then that's how I
as some of you know,
obtained the DVD.
I am an intern teaching right now, high school. And, well, interesting story. Casey was in Dothan, Alabama. I work close to Dothan. And I was just going to go after school, pick it up. Along with Brad Paisley's new CD. Play. Awesome CD. But anyway, beyond the point, I was going to go pick it up after school, but that morning, I might as well say I'm an idiot. And I was having a good time with some of my students playing, messing around, you know, trying to be, you know, because it's coming to the end of my term, so I don't want to be like,
isn't that awesome?
I don't want to be just a jerk to them anymore. And we had a piece of rebar.
Yeah.
And they're like, Mr. Dice, can you bend this? Can you bend it? Like, super, I'm like, he's like, so-and-so bent this thing. It was a bent-up piece of rebar. And I grabbed it to bend it, not knowing that somebody had used a cutting torch and started to cut one end of it, and I didn't notice. So when I bent it, it broke off and stabbed me.
Ouch.
And ripped my shirt open.
Ooh.
I'm not an attractive man. Therefore, I was not about to walk around all day with a hole in my shirt. So I put on my jacket, and I say, planning period, second block. So I'm like, I gotta go. So I went to Target and I got the last copy of Reefer they had and a new shirt.
Did they sell out or did they just
not? Dude, they had one copy left on there and they had it advertised.
That's awesome.
So I'm assuming somebody liked
Walmart
it.
Walmart didn't have it advertised. I didn't see.
Now, I went by Best Buy because I'm a price comparing man, you know. And they're right next to each other, so I'm like, well, I'll stop in here on the way in. I'll buy whichever one's cheapest. And I saved a bunch of money by going to Target and switching my insurance to Geico. But no, I picked it up, and I was so excited about the box that I took it back in school with me. Went in the office, and like a little kid, I was like biting at it to get it open. I was like, "This is sweet."
That was an awesome box.
So me and Casey both have very eventful stories of how we obtained it.
I almost never got home.
Now, I looked at the back of the box and it said commentaries, gag reel, deleted scenes. I'm like, no special, nothing else? Which leads us, you want to talk about the inside of the box first? Let's talk about the inside, because I opened my box up and was disappointed. This is where the disappointment really started.
I was too. Unfortunately, the outside of the box is probably one of the best parts of the DVD.
And I love the format of the box, how it has the, it's, you know, it's thick plastic. It's not like the cardboard boxes.
Yeah, dude, that's awesome.
It's really nice. It really holds together well.
However, when you open up your box and you look to the left, there's a disappointing leaflet. It's not even worthy to be called.
It's not even a leaflet. It's a sheet of advertising paper.
It is.
That says episode. It doesn't even have disc one, episodes 1 through 4. It just has a list of the episodes. It doesn't tell you what is on what disc.
Excuse me. Give me a booklet.
With pictures and things that say, hey, disc 5 has deleted scenes for this episode. Disc something has all your gag reel. Disc 1 contains a commentary for the pilot.
And where.
So out of a glimmer of hope, because Casey had warned me, there's only one commentary. The box set lies and says commentaries. So I go home, and out of hope, I go through and put every disc in my DVD player, and I stand there and I search. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. You got to just be, you know, crapping with me. Really. But no, they were not.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
But while we're talking about the inside, I know I keep jumping around. How do you like the discs themselves?
I must say that though the logo on the disc still looks funny.
It's in the right color.
I love the red color better than the pukey, nasty green. Yes, it looks funny. But I also love the idea of putting some of the favorite vessels of the season on the DVDs.
But
I didn't expect.
Were they favorite vessels?
I'm getting to there.
No, I'm sorry. The
vessels were a good idea. However, I have one complaint. Why on earth would you put a meat thermometer on there when they used a scythe?
A wicked awesome scythe.
Yes. Put the scythe on there, not the meat thermometer.
What was on disc one, the Dirt Devil?
Yes, that was okay.
That's a good one.
That,
that's
you know,
that's our first vessel.
And plus it was awesome because...
They should have put the bubbles. I want the bubbles.
Which disc would that have went? They did put the doves. It could have replaced the doves.
It would have been on like disc 4.
Okay.
Because Acid Queen was like episode 14, 13. I should have it in front of me. I don't.
Yeah.
Slacker was.
I left my DVDs in Troy for some reason.
Left mine at the house down the road. My point is, we're disappointed about this, but we love the way these discs look. They look nice.
Yes, they do.
It was a good idea. The packaging is nice. Now, moving. You want
to
start
I got one more thing to add.
Go ahead.
You know how in most DVDs, when you buy a box set, the package on the inside folds open and you got the disc playing in there? The way they put those discs in there, I like that better than the ones that just lay in there.
They got individual trays. They're nice.
Yes, the one that just...
It's like a modified tray from what the old school box.
Yeah, it just flips. It's like a...
It's very nice.
I like those better because they tend to hold the disc better.
And they don't get scratched as easy.
And you don't have to put rubber bands around them to get them to stay.
Why don't you shut your face about my rig for my Heroes DVDs.
Hey, your rig works awesome.
Dude, I bought that cheap off Amazon, and you know because the DVDs don't work right.
Anyway... So I do like that part, but anyway, go ahead, Jared. I'm sorry.
You want to start off with commentaries, gag reel, or deleted scenes, because that's all the specials there
were. Let's go with commentaries since it's
commentaries.
First. Commentaries.
You can find the commentaries for episode 1 pilot, which has no cast members.
That is singular, despite the fact that the word on the box implied that there would be more than one.
Well, it is a show about the devil, and he is a deceptive creature.
They have Tara.
Now they have deceived
Tara.
It drove Casey and me crazy that one of the Tara Butters.
You know,
they call That's her name. Casey thinks it's a funny name. I just always read it as Tara.
Well, I did too.
But they, as that's they why, talked.
That's why it caught me by surprise.
I know.
See, and I was like, what? And then I was like, Tara, Tara? Okay, I see that.
Same difference. But they had some executive producers on it. No, I would love if they could have had Kevin Smith do it.
Kevin Smith. Sock would have been awesome. Who directed to do the commentary.
I just wish they had commentaries on there with actual cast members, because those are funny. I don't like sitting listening to the executive producers. I want somebody that was on set doing the whole thing. And they were on set for the pilot. And the commentary Casey told me, he listened to it before I did because I was tired. And he says, dude, it sucks. All they do is talk about music. So I am not optimistic about going and listening to it. But I do. And I found the commentary to be really, it was well done, I think. It's because I love commentaries. That's what I do when I get a new TV season. I go commentaries. And I thought it was fairly well done. They talked a lot about
in this case, their commentary.
Casting. Yeah, they talked about the commentary. I mean, the casting.
That part I did enjoy. I did enjoy when they talked about the cast and how they involved in getting them, you know, and they were lucky to get Missy and lucky to get, you know.
We're in.
Seemed like they were
how
lucky to get everybody.
Tyra and Brett were their first choice for the characters.
And they did talk about, you know, the more I think about it, the more enjoyable the commentary was.
See, I've turned him. And they talked about Kevin Smith and the weird things he added
in. But they did just talk about. And music is awesome to me. I love music.
Yeah, however, they talked about a lot about musical cues and everything.
And I was like, can we get more about the scenes?
Yeah. The one thing I did really enjoy is that first meeting in the office of the workbench with Ted. I had no idea when he's talking about the victory hymn and the guy yells, I'm Jewish.
Yeah, I have no idea that was Kevin Smith.
That was Kevin Smith. And that stuff like that's what I want to know, behind the scenes, and that was good. And they talked all about the extra little improv stuff.
They also talked about the fireman guy and how they did the effects and stuff. See, I like that. I like to know information that applies to the, well, music applies to the show, obviously, but, like, applies to, like, effects and the cast more than I do music. That's so, all I was saying. I just didn't word it right.
Not to ruin the commentary for anybody. Y'all, I'm hoping everybody that's listening to us has had an opportunity to get the DVDs by now. And check out the commentary, because it is really informative. It's really good.
Yes. Even with the music parts, which are necessary to be in there.
You want to know more about the scenes? Yes. The music was a part of the scene,
I know,
man.
But I also wanted to know, like, who fell off the ladder or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Joe Schmo fell off a ladder today putting the lighting on.
Yeah.
Okay.
That would have been awesome. But I did like how they addressed the fireman soul special effects things when they shot it. Anyway, I won't give it away.
Okay, well, check that. Next, let's go deleted scenes. You can find the deleted scenes on the last disc, disc 5, I believe it is.
This I discovered first because I figured all the special features would be, you know, since there was only like 15
now,
minutes.
On most well-done DVDs I've owned, they put the deleted scenes for each episode on the disc with that episode, and tell you deleted scenes from episode, let's say, Cancun or Acid Queen. But no, not here.
Or even the cop.
Yeah, they put it up there as deleted scenes. You click go, play all. It doesn't have a little list. Like, you just click it and they play all. And they don't tell you. You just got to know. You got to kind
of
guess.
This came out of this episode, that episode.
So. And they weren't great deleted scenes. I can see where a lot of them got cut.
Exactly.
But some of them, one or two, I can't remember specifically. I really enjoyed one or two. I think they were with Ted.
Ted is awesomely funny. Like,
he's hilarious.
But they don't. That was the thing I noticed. They don't show it as much in the show, how funny he is.
Yeah.
I guess it's how they write the character or whatever.
He's
but
a
I
comedian.
I wish they would show more of the funny side of Ted.
I'd like to have a little more Ted.
Now that I'd seen the disc and know that he's just not like a weirdy. I don't know.
A weirdy?
Yeah.
Gosh,
but but I think
hatred.
No.
It goes along with the gangster theme.
I like Ted. I just think they should utilize him more in his comedic talents.
Yes. So I agree. So deleted scenes,
Very disappointing.
Angered me.
Yes.
Gag reel.
Once again.
Disappointment. I've seen, this is a dramedy, people. Or as Ray Wise would call it, a horomedy. Which is a horror drama comedy.
The gag reel made me.
It should be funny.
The gag reel made me go vomit.
Now, I expected to see Sock getting bleeped out every time, but yet I never saw such. But I did see every other cast member given the bleepity bleep.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I know happens when you screw up.
True.
But still.
But we needed
there wasn't some... really a lot of just funny stuff that happened. It was just a bunch of scripts. Like, for example, because I'll go to something I know and love, Smallville. Which is a series, it's not a comedy, basically. It's a sci-fi drama kind of deal. But when they did gag reels back in Michael Rosenbaum on those, the man would just do stuff to crack people up.
Yeah.
And those were like hilarious gag reels. Supernatural had some hilarious ones I've watched.
They're going to have a hilarious one coming out this season, too. Because
it seemed that, the Reaper, it seemed like they just put screw up of vines and... It just wasn't there for me. I mean, some of it wasn't good.
The thing I don't like about that is you're exactly right. But when you think about what kind of show this is, and you think about the actors you have on there, like Ted and Ray Wise and
now Ray Wise had a few on there.
Yes,
funny to me.
Ray Wise was hilarious. But when you think about those kind of actors and what has to go on on a set like that, you expect more funny like pranks.
See, I was having a bad day when I watched it, but I didn't laugh.
I
crack up at gag reel stuff.
I was just like, well, gee, they mess up a lot.
I felt like I was having to make myself watch it.
I don't know.
I mean, not that bad, but it just wasn't as much as I had expected. Maybe it's because they're such great actors, they really don't screw up a whole lot.
Yeah.
We'll go with that.
It wasn't the gag reel that you normally...
It's not what I expected. I expected pranks and such being pulled.
Although the thing about Taipan was pretty awesome.
Oh, Taipan. They explained Taipan in the commentary.
Yeah, they did.
Hilarious. Can't believe we left that off of our sock moments. But you referenced it, I think.
Oh, did I?
Maybe.
Oh, well.
I don't remember. Anyway, so overall, Casey, that's all you got on this DVD. That's features.
That's just...
Besides episodes.
I just...
They did have nice little menus. They had different
the menus.
Were cool. They were all different.
Yeah.
So I like that.
The menus were cool. I just...
Overall, what do you give it?
They could have done... Here's my impression. Besides the little DVD mishap with the meat thermometer, where they could have put the scythe on there. And the fact... They could have done more commentaries. I just wish they would have, because...
As long as we waited for it...
Yeah, they should have been...
Could have been a commentary for every episode.
It's just like...
I mean, is it too much to ask for 2 to 3 commentaries?
It's nice to have the episodes and stuff, but really, it's like they just made it kind of...
Cheap.
They just made it to get it out there, you know, just so they could have it. And I think they could have done a little more with it. Now, don't get me wrong, I eat crow about the box... You know,
I
love the box, and I repent of what I said about it, except for the green writing. I will never like it.
Mm-mm.
But, you know, I just think they could have done a lot of better job on this, like with features and such.
All right, so final grade.
I'd give it probably a D.
A D.
Maybe a C-, maybe.
Okay, yeah.
Because it just didn't have enough features.
Okay, what it said to me, that morning I got it, and after that day, that night, I said, I'm going to slam it, I'm going to give it an F. But after the commentary, picked it up just a little bit. So, I'm going to just say that it once again showed how the lack of promotion for Reaper is.
Yes, exactly. That's what I was trying to get across.
Lack of promotion, I give it a D+.
And another thing I didn't like... The freaking piece of paper, man. Give me a book.
Yes, give us a book. We're Southern. We can read.
Give me a book.
We're intelligent people.
Not an episode list. The episode list is on the DVD.
I know. Sorry.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Overall, high disappointment in the DVDs. But at least now we have all the episodes in one place.
Yes. And we can go back and watch our favorite scenes whenever we want to.
Yes. So that is the highlight of that.
Yes.
Now we come to that all-important, everybody's favorite. And I do mean favorite. Favorite.
Yes. It's time to open the vessel box.
We should. The vessel box. I'm sorry, I got hung up there.
See, like,
my download stopped.
If they would have, like, a fan contest, and we could just be on the... Oh, boy.
I feel you.
We could have, like, emailed them in ideas to do features. That would have been awesome.
Yes.
And emailed them a logo to put on the box. Anyway, time to open the vessel box.
The vessel
box. I'm sorry.
I have no idea what you just said, because I was thinking...
I said we could email them ideas to do for features.
Gotcha.
And stuff. Anyway.
Gotcha. They would have listened.
No. Okay. I tried to email them.
Let me read this first one, as it has my name in it. I'm a vain creature.
Take it away, Jared.
This comes from our friend CKO, a faithful listener and emailer, as all of our emails are, and our listeners. Thank y'all very much. I don't think we thank people enough. How it's very nice. It's
I don't
very,
think so either, because it takes up their valuable time to listen to
I
the show.
I just ironic people listen.
I can't.
Anyway, we're rambling,
I'm
but
cry.
thank everybody.
I'm gonna cry.
We thank y'all so much. CKO says, yay, for once I beat Weasel to the comments.
Yay.
Bravo. Okay. Glad you guys got this done before. This is regarding our episode 8. Glad you guys got this done before Jared had to head out of town. Yes, I went to Indiana. It was glorious, despite what y'all said.
Alludes to. And...
Because I went to the big city, and I'm a country boy, and the big city was nice every once in a while. Anyway. Crying all the way about the Bo Sox. Yes, I did. I cried about my Red Sox.
But then the Rays got beat.
And the Rays also. I was mad about that. Because I'm an American League man. So
I'm not, but
anyway.
I hate the
But they said tough luck, Jared. Yes, tough luck to me. Very tough luck. Anyway, I enjoyed the speculation about Sam and his parents. Are they human? Are any of them related to the devil? I've totally changed my mind on that. I say they are all human. No one is related to the devil. But we'll see. If the show ever comes back on the CW. Amen.
See, I have...
When's it coming back?
I've recruited people onto my bandwagon, even though they were already there. They're vocalizing their opinions of the stupid CW.
I'm saying so. Yeah, we appreciate that email, though. And yes. Thank you for your concern over my Red Sox. Which we talk about this on the message boards all the time.
Let me console Jared for a second.
Don't console me. Let's go.
Okay. The second email comes from Evil Alex, and it says, "Hi, Reapercast crew. As always, it was fun to listen to the podcast. I can't wait for the next episode." Here it is. I'm happy you guys like the pie clip.
Delicious pie.
Yes. And also wanted to say thanks for the shout out. See, that was in regards to the time when Alex so thankfully emailed us a link to the delicious pie clip we were looking for the episode 6 where we covered the sock moment. Was it episode 6?
Yes.
Okay.
Six or seven.
The sock moment. So
I don't remember what 7 was.
Thanks
maybe
again
seven.
For that. But that was awesome. I still can't stop laughing at that anyway. Okay.
I go around now always saying, "Hey, did you have some delicious chocolate pie?"
You did. You said that to me in church.
I know.
And laugh on
yeah,
me.
I tried to remember where I got delicious pie from, but I didn't remember.
It was Alex.
Next one coming from Satanic Meatball. All right, y'all. I'm finally, and I mean finally, listening to your podcast. Thank you very much. We appreciate that. Well, the 8th episode. You guys are funny. Thank you again. I'm hilarious. I'm learning. Y'all are giving me a big head. Not really. But anyway, Kristen kept on pestering me to listen, throwing it in my face that I hadn't, and you were missing out. You just didn't know it. But now you're on the bandwagon, so we're good to go. It's not my fault. I'm a lazy bum. We can attest. We're lazy.
Yes, we are.
Really, it's not. Jerry made me do it.
Uh-huh.
I love Jerry. He's funny.
Jerry is yeah. Hilarious.
Yeah, so I won't give you anything to censor in this email. Thank you, because I'm liable to slip up one day and read it and have to edit. But you better read it on your next podcast. Here it is. Because I'll be listening. I'm also going to make a video for y'all to watch. Maybe y'all will put it on the cast and let everyone hear my epic win of a cancers. Alright, I'm done. Now I need to tell y'all that I love your southern drawls. Thank you again. I'm going to give a big southern thing at the end. Alright. Spill.
Alright.
Y'all are all cute sounding when you laugh. Laugh, well, Casey.
I just did.
Laugh.
I can't laugh on command.
That's all from me. But I'm sure to send you more emails when I have the time. Signing off, the meatball, or Amber. Thank you very much, Amber. And I actually got to talk to Amber finally on the chat the other day.
Did you really?
I almost deceived everyone with my new sign-on name.
Was it the one that we thought of in response to mine?
Like, yeah.
Okay.
Because you can... Okay. Real quickly. On the chat one night, Casey got on as K, letter K, letter C, and I'm like, ooh, somebody new to talk to. And everybody's talking, I'm like, oh, you... I called him filthy names. It's terrible. So I would be J-Rod or J-Rad. I don't remember what I am.
I have pasted wrong. But anyway, this one also comes to or from Satanic Meatball.
And this is in regards to the video.
The epic win of a video she made for us. Anyway, I told her she was a good singer and stuff. And then she says, I was lip syncing, not singing to it. But anyway, thanks anyway. I do hold some talent in the singing area, though. Okay, let's clarify something. I knew she was lip-syncing. I was just, you know, kidding around, telling her she was a good singer, which she's a good lip-syncer, but I knew she was lip-syncing. So, yeah. But I'm glad I've been humorous to you. That's a great perk in a friendship, and hey, I'm all about the perks.
Indeed.
I'm all about the friendship.
Humor is where it's at, yes. People. Casey even texted me in Indiana because I wouldn't let him call me.
Dude, you gotta go watch that video.
He's like, check it out. And that it's just really nice to have y'all emailing stuff in to us like that.
Kristen didn't want me to post the video, but I could care less what she says, even though I listen to her more than half of the time. You guys are always welcome on Addicts, and I hope you stay active on there. We need members. We need active members. We're struggling with the lack of people posting on our forum. So
take this moment. We want to encourage everyone listening to go over the Reaper Addicts. You've got the links on our website. And go on there and get involved with each other. Talking about stuff. Like I said, I'm a bum when it comes to posting on boards because I never post. Casey does. I am a bum.
I admit that I haven't done much posting lately because it is playoff time.
Yeah.
Yes. That's enough.
Finish reading.
Okay. And then she goes on to say, you will be hearing more from me. I guarantee you that. Soon you'll come to realize that I'm just an annoying... Here's another funny...
Casey laughs, so...
You may...
It was good. I'm just an annoying barnacle. That's all. It's just up to your shoulder, sucking the life out of you with my satisfactory humor. And it is very satisfactory humor, I must say. I love funny people that are good with witty people, and this has been a great email. We just want to thank you again and finish it up. I'm sorry.
I can't. Go ahead.
Okay. I've still been drinking out of the orange juice carton today. That gosh darn Jerry influences me to do things out of the ordinary. He's so got Kristen and I as his two main disciples. So I should totally appear on the podcast as a special guest. That'd be so win. People would be like, oh my gosh, it's Meatball from Addicts. Okay, I'm done rambling. Glad you enjoyed the video, and now I have the urge to make one of me actually singing, especially for you guys. Alright, and night-night. I guess this is real good night, now that I think about it. But, we do appreciate the emails, and one of these days, when I get the technology, when we get the technology, we would love to have some people guest with us.
Yes.
Unfortunately, right now, my computer is overloaded. And mine's broke. I have to get a hard drive.
Mine's broke.
And once I want to get it where we can, like, have really good sound quality. I've worked with Skype some, and I'm not impressed with it anymore.
Yeah.
But one of these days, we are going to make
that a possibility. That's because when we were using that, I sounded like I was in a tin can, like, 10 miles away.
We only did it once.
It was nasty.
But anyway.
Jared, this also relates to you. Would you like to read it?
Do I?
Yeah.
Okay, this is from Weasel. Our friend Weasel, always another faithful poster, and we appreciate it. You said Indiana? Them Yanks have smaller sodas, smaller pizzas, smaller everything, so I feel sorry for you being up there. Once again, Weasel, you are from Texas, definitely.
Yes.
I would much rather have had to go to Texas than Indiana, I will say. And I hope that one day this convention I go to every year in Indiana will move to Texas. Because that is one of those places I talked to somebody about this the other day, and we said it really needs to go to Texas.
Fort Worth, just seems around more that natural area. From...
Yeah, because it's an agriculture convention, really.
Yeah.
But anyway, she says, so now people are even uploading stuff to YouTube just for you. Don't let all that attention go to your head. Oh, I can't even fit through a door these days. I didn't write down the URL when you said it, so I hope y'all got a link to your other podcast posted somewhere on your site, or I'll never find it. Oh, yeah, and we can tell you pimped up the site a bit. It's great. Casey,
thanks.
Bravo to you.
I appreciate it.
Bravo, sir. And yes, y'all can find the link on our website because, well, I pimp it, and I'll pimp it again before we leave today. Anyway. Whether Sam's the spawn of Satan or a demon-human hybrid or just plain old Sammy, I have a feeling they won't be giving us the answer for a long time because producers are jerks like that. But we do know that apparently we will know something before episode 10.
I sure hope.
So.
I am pumped about that cliffhanger and ready to see it resolved. Anyway, we have one more email. This is from CKO again. She said... Yep, it's only a few days till the DVDs come out, and I can't wait. This is in response to my in-between episodes post about the DVD release, because I was excited and had to tell somebody.
Of course.
Yeah. Have heard some slightly negative reports on the quality and the extras. Well, now you've heard some pretty negative reports.
Yeah, you've heard more now.
Yeah. And we already know what people think about the cover, which, again, I repent. And hopefully it'll stir some added... interest in the show as we wait for an announcement about when season 2 will start. I'm still waiting for that announcement. Plus, I've been listening over at the Back 40, which is our other podcast. Go ahead, Jared. I sense the wheel.
She says love those.
Yeah.
I love it too. It's my brainchild. Once again, people listen to the Back 40. It's where I really get a chance to talk about what I like to talk about.
Yeah.
Especially like the summer movies episode, but had a problem commenting over there. So I'm telling you here, I was disturbed by this, that there have been problems with my brainchild. So I went and posted a test message that says...
And also, it says, this is a test. This is only a test.
This has been a test of the National Broadcast Association.
I busted out laughing when I saw that because I just did. It was funny.
I didn't have any problems posting over there, but y'all try again, somebody, and let me know. It may have just been messing up that day. Or something, but it was working.
And there's one final sentence.
Yes,
can I read it?
Yes, this is your area.
And college football getting interesting.
Interesting.
Yes, it is. Yes.
It's not interesting if you're an Auburn Tiger. The only interesting thing is, hey, are we going to fire the head ball coach or not?
Big game tomorrow for me. I'm nervous already. Or actually today, because it's 1 o'clock in the morning. But... anyway, that's all the emails we have today. We appreciate everybody sending us in emails.
Yes, always. And please keep sending those in. You can post comments on the blog, or you can email us at mail@reapercast.com.
But if you're within the sound of our voices, send us an email.
Yes, please.
Even if you haven't ever sent us one before, we will read it and we will... reply.
Unless you say, do not read this on the show, we will read
it. If you don't want something read on the show, say,
yeah,
do not read this.
Or put it in parentheses or something, let us know.
Okay.
But as far as I'm concerned, I really appreciate all the messages and emails. I'd really love y'all to go some more iTunes posts. Positive ones, of course.
Yeah.
I really want to get to 5.
Yeah, it's...
then 10, then 15, then 20. Yeah.
But that's all the vessel box. And
yeah, and I think we've taken up probably
more
time
more
than we meant to.
Yeah, but this is a special episode.
It's a special.
It's, the DVDs.
It's a celebration.
Yeah, extravaganza, if you will.
Indeed.
But we'd like to thank everybody for taking their time to listen. And
have a good week.
Bye. My dear.
demons wrestling these angels to the ground, and all that.